Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. I'm still developing what Peter is developing here and explaining here, namely redemption. Redemption part 3. The Redeemer has come, Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, sacrificed on behalf of his people to redeem his people from all their sins. The Redeemer died in time. Well, that's obvious. But he died at the very day. He died under the shadow of the old covenant. What do I mean? 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us to the very day. There was a certain day, the Passover, and Christ, fulfilling that shadow from Exodus chapter 12, Christ came and fulfilled that sacrifice, fulfilled that shadow, by being the perfect sacrifice, and it was on that very day. But it was planned and purposed by God in eternity past. This is Peter's point in chapter 1 and verse 20. He, Christ, the Redeemer, the Lamb, was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times. Of course, he came into time. Emmanuel, God with us, God manifest in the flesh, yes. He was revealed in these last times for your sake, but it was all appointed, chosen, determined by God in eternity past. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a dreadful mistake that Jesus was crucified. It wasn't a tragedy. Of course, in a sense, it was. And Jew and Roman had their part, yes, all that is very true. But as Peter is telling us here, this redemption, this Redeemer, was appointed as he is the judge and been appointed, Acts 17, 30 and 31. God has done it, the Father has done it, and it all stems from eternity. But the event took place, the redemption took place, of course, at the watershed of the ages. I've tried to preach on this in a series on Luke 1 and 2. The last time, says Peter, the times when the old covenant came to its end, superseded, replaced, rendered obsolete by Christ, bringing in the new covenant, the gospel age. And it's revealed to us. It's revealed. Christ was revealed. He was revealed in these last times. This redemption and this Redeemer. It is not the scheming of some theologian or some committee or something. It's all ordained and planned and revealed by God. It's a very important point, this. Peter, when he's preaching on the day of Pentecost, he says this: this man was handed over to you, he's addressing the Jews, by God's set purpose and knowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, lawless men, pagans, Romans, those outside the law, you, Jew and Roman, Jew and Gentile, put him, the Redeemer, to death by nailing him to the cross. And so on, Acts 2 and verse 23. He was handed over to you by God's set, determined, pre-purposed, predestined, purpose, foreknowledge, and you, with the help of these lawless men, unbelievers, these outside the old covenant. Well, the Jews were unbelievers, but they were in the covenant, the old covenant, but the Romans were outside the old covenant. And together they combined, pagan and Jew combined, to crucify the Redeemer. But it was all according to the mind and purpose of God. That didn't take away their responsibility, but it wasn't in their hands. God was sovereign. Pilate might think he had this. The soldiers might think they had this. The priest thought they had this and all the rest of it. But it was God doing it. For your sake, says Peter. I remind you of Paul Baines again, the Puritan. God pitcheth upon persons. Individually, Christ died for his people. In my place condemned, he stood. This is what Peter is teaching. Peter can say that from eternity past, God had set apart this Redeemer for me. And each believer can say it. You can, brother and sister. But there is another but here. Unbeliever, there's a but for you. Yes, this Redeemer has been appointed. He has shed his blood, but there is a but. What is the but? Will you trust him? So many will say no, but no, I will not trust him. Oh, may many hear this little discourse, and turn to Christ, and find that this is the key moment in their life, when they have been brought out of death, out of darkness, into light, and into life in Christ.